I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
This is the original, independent, uncensored, all sports and all that implies station. Set a button in your car. Save the stream in your phone. For Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The Texas Rangers take on the Atlanta Braves at Globe Life Field on Friday, July 25th at 7.05 p.m. It's Healthcare Heroes Night. Check out TexasRangers.com/theme night and receive a free custom hat with ticket purchase while supplies last. Text Rangers to 22126 for your chance to win tickets.
All right, thank you, Muzzy E. So, the other day, we were talking about the 10-year anniversary of... No, sponsor?
American Leak Detection and Twin Peaks.
Thank you to those fine people, Ham. We were talking about the 10-year anniversary of the insanity that was the DeAndre Jordan story, where the Mavericks agreed to terms with DeAndre Jordan. They also, at the same time, had signed Wes Matthews. And this was on the heels of Chandler Parsons coming to town. And so it was going to be this whole new revamp Mavericks team. And we were really excited just because it kind of ushered in new guys and what we thought would be a newer era. Little did we know this was also coinciding with the Warriors' rise.
Yes.
So there was no chance, no matter what happened, zero chance of anything. But we didn't know that at the time. So we're all fired up. And then, of course, what transpired over the next couple days was... the Clippers players, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, getting involved, Paul Pierce at the time, locking DeAndre Jordan in his house, and Doc Rivers coming to Houston, where DeAndre lived, and basically hammering out a deal right there. And was it Chris Broussard who reported that Mark Cuban was driving around Houston looking for DeAndre Jordan's house, but couldn't find it?
Correct.
Like, the most ridiculously insane scenario ever. Cuban promptly shut it down, but it was a very funny visual of him driving around Houston looking for DeAndre Jordan's house.
That's right.
Trying to break in and break the door down. So as we were talking about this, I got a text from my buddy Alan Stein who goes, "You guys left out the best part of this story." And I'm like, "Well, what's that?" He was like, "The Musers bit that they did right after it happened." And I'm like, what bit? I don't remember this at all because you and I both were on vacation when this went down. So I didn't know what was going on the radio station. And he sent me the link to the bit, to which I'd never heard before. I was dying laughing.
What's the Musers?
Well, they used to be a show that was on from 6 to 10 or 5:30 to 10 and then 6 to 9. And yeah, anyway, so... We got to play this because 10 years ago, 10 year anniversary, I'm sure a lot of people hadn't heard this before, but this was their take of Mark Cuban driving around looking for DeAndre Jordan's house.
Okay, it's got to be around here somewhere. Is it 45? Is it 45 over there?
No, I can't read it.
What do you mean you can't read it? Is it 45 south?
I don't have my glasses on.
No, Dirk's in the car? Sounds like Dirk's with him.
Stop eating french fries. Is that okay? Let's take this one. Okay, let's go. Okay, I think it's down there somewhere. I think I talked to his aunt, and I think it's around behind the Jack in the Box over there, right? Is that the Jack in the Box?
No, she said it was by the check cashing place. Yes.
Shut up, Dirk. Shut up, Dirk. I don't want to hear from you unless you're still in your prime, okay?
God.
I'm just a little bit of pressure right now. Here, let me call him and make sure that we're going the right way. Hold on a second. I got DeAndre's number right here. Hold on a second. Here, take the steering wheel.
I don't want to drive.
Okay, I get it. You be quiet.
You have reached DeAndre Jordan on my cell.
That's it.
So blow me up. Leave a message.
Hey, DeAndre!
DeAndre!
And this Dick in the background, Mark Cuban here. What's up, bro? You chilling?
That doesn't sound hip.
Hey, haven't heard from you since our handshake agreement last week. You did remember our agreement, don't you? But Okay, when you get a second, could you call me? I'm having a hard time finding your house. Give me a call. 214-747-MAVS.
Oh, damn. That's your ticket office
that's a
number.
Ticket office
that wasn't
number?
Your number.
I'm done myself. I can't take this anymore.
Why are we even down here? I don't even understand. He's not going. He doesn't want to be a Maverick.
Dick, I don't
want to be a Maverick.
Shut up, Dick. I've had it with you. Shut up. That's all we've done is just stop every 5 minutes and stop at a Jack in the Box and McDonald's.
I can't help it. I've had a lot of beer. I have to go to the restroom, okay?
Yes, that's right. We win a title and then you haven't stopped drinking beer since. Stop it. God. Keep it down. We've got to call him again. Hold on a second.
Oh, God.
Maybe he'll answer this time.
Ooh, there's a...
You've reached DeAndre Jordan on my cell. So blow me up. Leave a message.
Hey, DeAndre. This is Matt Cuban. Dancing with the Stars. Star of Shark Tank. Look, sorry I left the...
DeAndre!
There's Dick. Remember him, former MVP, led us to a title. We've got so many great players. And anyway, we're just driving around looking for your house. Can't find it. Sorry I left the ticket office phone number. Imagine me having done a little bit of pressure since I prematurely went on the ticket last week. And got a $25,000 fine. Wouldn't that be funny if I got a $25,000 fine and you still didn't sign with... Anyway, I'm being a little chatty right now. Could you give me a call? I can't find your house. I'm coming back by. Is that good?
No, it sucked.
Do I sound like I'm panicking?
Dude, pull in here. They got McFlurries. They're like 2-for-1 right in here.
All we did is stop on the way down here. We are not taking another stop.
I'm hungry. I'm like 8 foot tall.
Should I take a left here?
Yeah, take a... No, no, it's right
here. Accent. No, you're talking with a German accent. What's going on with me? Is that his Escalade? I think that's it.
Okay. This is his house.
Okay, let me come from outside and then maybe we put some more pressure on you. God, I hate this city. I hate Houston.
It's a toilet, man.
I hate the rackets. I hate the...
You've reached DeAndre Jordan on my cell. So blow me up. Leave a message.
Pick up the phone. DeAndre, pick up the phone.
It doesn't work.
Pick up the phone, DeAndre.
It's a voicemail cell phone.
DeAndre, pick up the phone. Shut up, Dick. Pick up the phone, DeAndre.
No, I'm losing it, man.
Pick up the phone. Hey, Matt Cuban here. still can't get a hold of you. Still can't find your place. I'm not doing very well, DeAndre. If you don't sign here, we're going to have J.J. Barea night. could you call me? Could you call me, please, DeAndre? Look, I had Botox last week, and my sphincter went numb.
What are you doing, man?
That didn't make sense.
It went awry, DeAndre. This is going awry.
You're losing
call me,
it,
DeAndre!
You're losing
call
it!
Call me, DeAndre! I think we ran out of message.
Did it leave it? I don't know if it left or not.
You think that was too much?
Maybe I should call him.
Okay, you call.
God. It's like the scene from Singles. They're calling him too often.
Don't censor that.
You shut up. He doesn't like you.
You've reached DeAndre Jordan on my cell.
Hi, DeAndre.
Hey, DeAndre. It's Doug Nowitzki of Dallas Mavericks. I just wanted to call and say... You're making the right decision, man.
You're
making the right decision. Stay away from him. For the love of God. And you want to ruin your entire life.
Hang up.
I'm going to rock this car into an embankment.
Wow, that is shocking and revealing.
Have y'all heard that before?
No. That one was a deep cut that I'm happy we reviewed.
Well, Stein, thanks for alerting me to the fact that it does exist out there.
I love DeAndre Jordan's voicemail.
I know. So great.
And I love Mark Cuban. They do a great Mark Cuban.